I had a letter, an email from a young woman who's going to be entering the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, in Michigan, Ann Arbor group. And she told me that she never had it in her head to become a nun. She's a 26-year-old nurse. And she just happened to be reading something that linked to something that linked to something that landed her on a page talking about these sisters. And through that, she began to discern a call, and she's going to be entering in August. So vocations are on the increase, and the internet is a very big part of that. If your paper has no local vocation story to write, has no local vocation presence, your blog can pull in vocation stories from all over and use them as a means of informing our young that, yes, they may not be seeing this sort of life in your diocese for whatever reason, but the life does still exist, and yes, young people are embracing it. Third, the element of interaction within the internet can bust open and renew your faith in surprising ways. If you have a diocesan blog, you will inevitably have people asking questions. Well, you can put a little library of frequently asked questions on your sidebar, or you can direct them to the library at patheos.com. And if someone throws a challenge your way that you're not sure about, you get to research it and find out for yourself and respond back with links and excerpts, and tons of other people will see this and examine further. And so we all learn together, and it's humbling, and it's gratifying, especially in the comm boxes. Most importantly, you get to see the church alive and passionate in ways that you may not be otherwise experiencing. It can give your own faith a shot in the arm and a sense of hope in the future. And sometimes, yes, you will get an email from people suggesting that you or your publication or your bishop are all underperforming and dubious Catholics. Going online absolutely increases the likelihood of your meeting some strange acorns on our mighty oak. And sometimes you'll get an email from somebody saying, I haven't been to church in 20 years, but one link led to another. And I wanted to tell you that I went to confession and received Jesus in the Eucharist for the first time last week. And it all started with that story that you posted and threw out into Facebook and forgot about. Or you'll get a note from an atheist who says, yeah, I can't believe it either, but I'm entering RCIA this week. Can I be one of your bloggers? So don't be afraid to dip your toe into the lake of the internet. If its depths seem treacherous and its shallows insipid, at least there's lots of room for everyone to swim. Chesterton would do it. St. Paul would certainly do it. I invite you to do it too. And I'll use the same words Paul Johnson used when he heard a friend was entering the church. Come on in. It's awful.